ATV. 4x4. ATV.
My Wakamoto Sports.
Win a key.
For Brad and John.
ATV.
Get your good times on.
Yeah, tomorrow, Mount Baker Motorsports, I'll be out there from 11 till 2. There'll be a key to win tomorrow. You can qualify to win a key right now with a great towing story, as the CF Moto 4x4 has a great towing capacity. John says, my brother-in-law, Brandon John at KISM.com, my brother-in-law had a 1991 Honda Civic hatchback about 15 years ago. He also had a 23-foot Malibu ski boat. You can see the problem coming. He would tow the boat with the Civic. Towing wasn't an issue. It was getting the boat out of the water. Almost every time he pulled the boat out, it would burn up the clutch. Hilarious to watch. You know you're a redneck win.
Brad, we have a hauling story here, and this is Thor is going to tell the story. I don't really know where the story goes, but you can tell by Thor's voice it's probably going to be all right. Thor, where was this and what were you hauling?
We were on Port Lewis heading to Yakima to do training at the firing center.
Yeah?
We loaded up all our gear on low boys, our little 113s and our Jeeps and all that. We're in a convoy. And we had a big forklift on a low boy, and we come out onto I-5 there. And that first bridge, we smacked it with the rack on the forklift, and it ripped it right off the highway. Somebody forgot to take the rack off it.
Yeah, we're laughing. We're all paying for it as taxpayers. But
yes.
What a good...
Thanks,
good
Thor.
Times. Thanks, Thor. Now, hold on. We'll get your info.
Brad, on KISM.com.
I got another key to give away today for the ATV from Mount Baker Motorsports. Brad is there tomorrow from 11 until 2. If you got a good hauling, towing story, we'll put you in the running for a key. We'll hand that out at the end of the show. Nicole lost her boat.
Uh-oh.
Going to Lake Chelan. That's not, how big is this boat?
It's going to cut into the weekend.
Yeah, how big is that?
It was a 26-footer.
And where did you lose it?
Somewhere coming back on Highway 20.
Somewhere?
Going around all those curves.
Found it?
Well, no. We found it, but I think I was maybe 7 or 8 years old.
Oh, okay. All right. So your dad's hauling this thing around.
My dad was hauling this thing around. Yeah. And we were maybe going too fast around those curves.
Yeah. And then you learned about your dad's vocabulary, started to launch.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, at least it was a fiberglass boat. It didn't break. Just fell off.
Well, yeah, it didn't hit anyone, so that's good, too.
No.
All right. Thank you.
Nope.
Thank you, Nicole.
Larry, standing by. Larry, what's your towing story? What's involved?
Well, I have a pickup and a trailer and a load of firewood.
And what happened?
I was out in the back corner of the property, loaded up the pickup with a decent load of wood, loaded up the trailer with a nice load of wood. Everything was going great until I moved. I moved about 6 inches, and the trailer dropped clear to the frame rails, and the truck went down to the axles. I had to unload everything and use the good old little handheld come along to winch it back out. Then I made about 5 trips back in there with the truck and the trailer to get my wood out.
Yeah. From someone who has done a lot of wood stacking in the last couple of weeks, I feel you for that one for sure.
The ground was softer than I thought it was.
I hear you, Larry.
Our email to bradandjohn@kism.com if you want to hit us up that way.
How about Gary here? Gary, from Larry to Gary. He says, when I was in college, we did not have trash pickup. So after about 2 months, my roommates loaded tons of garbage into a trailer that I hooked up to my Jeep. We were too cheap to go to the dump, and I always kept my Jeep running on empty. Well, the trailer uses a little more gas than I thought, and when we were dumping all the trash into a grocery store dumpster, the Jeep ran out of gas. So there I am, stuck next to the dumpster with all the trash that we'd stuffed in there, and I had to do the walk of shame to go get some gas for about a half an hour. The trailer and everything's parked in front of us.
Busted. Brad and John at KISM.com.